Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning, I'm Errol Lewis of the Daily News, in for a vacationing Brian Lehrer. Let's talk signs and slogans for our last few minutes. New York City has I Heart New York, Brooklyn has signs saying Believe the Hype, How Sweet It Is, and Forget About It. When you enter and leave the borough, you see these signs. Queens is the borough of dreams, but what does the Bronx have? There's no sign, there's no slogan. Well, if Dan Smith and Alec Diakou have it their way, things will change. There'll be a big sign erected on the waterfront of the southern part of the Bronx, facing Manhattan, and the sign will say, Yes, the Bronx. So, listeners, especially Bronx residents, what do you think? Do you say yes to the sign, or do you have a better idea? Give me a call at 212-433-9692. That's 433-WNYC. You can also post your comment on our website at WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show. What do you think the Bronx symbolizes, and what words could express that? As you can imagine, with anything of this kind, you'd have some controversy, and City Councilman Oliver Capel has already expressed his dislike of this Yes, the Bronx sign, calling it cheap and cheesy. We don't want any Bronx cheers, so you'll have to keep it clean and keep it positive, but we'd like to hear what you think of it, and we're already getting some alternative slogans. We've got something, well, these are from the website, okay. One says, the Bronx, it's the bomb. Okay, that's one slogan. That might work. Here's another one. This is my personal favorite so far. The slogan should be, says Victoria, the Bronx, at least we're not commuting to Westchester. As someone who has commuted to Westchester, I kind of like that one. Richard, you're on the air. Good morning.
How's it going?
Okay, good. What do you think?
I think it should be Bronx. We love it, and so will you.
Oh, that's a nice one. You from the Bronx?
No, I'm not originally, but I've been living in the Bronx for the past 3 years.
What part?
I live up on Burnside and Grand Concourse.
Okay, okay.
A very diverse community. You know, the Bronx gets such a bad rap for being a rough place, but it's really not. When you live there, you feel safe in the streets, whether it's 3 in the afternoon or 3 in the morning.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I like that. You know, you certainly have a point. I mean, the Bronx is home to a lot of different things, and we'd like to hear what you want to call it. Give me a call at 212-433-WNYC. That's 433-9692. You got the Yankees. You got the Botanical Gardens. You got the Bronx Zoo. You got the restaurants on Arthur Avenue. Actually, I ate there just last week. Made quite a long trip on the train, and it was worth every minute of it. Rigoletto's, if you haven't been there. Pretty good food. You've also got Co-op City. You've got City Island, all that great seafood. You got Orchard Beach. Somehow we've got to capture this, and we can give these businessmen, I think, a little bit of help. Yes, the Bronx is sort of the opening bid. If you've got something better, give me a call at 212-433-WNYC. Harry, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, it should be just the Bronx, D-A Bronx.
The Bronx. Okay, it sounded like the other call that we had. Let's see. Howard from Riverdale. Good morning.
Good morning. The Bronx is up.
The Bronx is up. Okay. That makes a certain amount of geographical sense, I guess. Kiki, you're on the air. Good morning.
Well, this will never happen, of course, but how about Welcome to the Boogie Down Bronx?
I like that. I like that.
And, you know, maybe underneath every rapper, wasn't Fat Joe from the Boogie Down Bronx or... I don't know.
Big
I mean,
Pun, rest in peace. Yeah, all kinds
I'm
of folks.
So sorry. Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Oh sure. The mighty Zulu Nation. There's. Let's not even get started with that. We've got a number of people who are saying the Bronx with the DA. Huh. That's something. Brendan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What should the slogan be?
My slogan is just kicking it in the Bronx.
I like that. See, these are real. You from the Bronx?
Originally, but I live in Brooklyn now with my wife, but I liked what she just said before with the Boogie Down Bronx. That's even better.
Yeah. What part of the Bronx did you grow up?
I grew up in Pelham.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense, and I'm liking it. Susan.
Yeah, hi.
Good morning.
Here it is. Celebrate the Bronx or celebrate the Bronx. We're still one family.
I like that. I like that. You're from the Bronx?
No, but I've worked a lot up there.
Okay, so
used to be, well, you know, the Bronx used to be from Jacob Bronx. It's he was a Dutch family, and it was a big farm.
Right, there was a family called Bronk, and people just started calling it the Bronxes.
It was B-R-O-N something X, but however the Dutch spelling would be.
Right, and you feel like an honorary member of the borough.
I feel like an honorary member of every borough because I work all around.
Okay, thank you for the call. I almost never do this, but I'm going to read a little bit from an article I wrote. This was back in 2003. There was a similar kind of effort that was going on, which was to start calling the South Bronx downtown Bronx area. And I don't know whatever happened to that. I think it died a perhaps well-deserved death. But at the time, I wrote a suggestion that they sort of just go and rename anything they want. Trying to clean up the image in little half measures just doesn't really make a lot of sense. So what I suggested was that they create a better image of the South Bronx by renaming it the Gold Coast or the Riviera. You know, call it Sutton Place East. Just make up a name out of whole cloth. But right now we're talking about the borough as a whole, and we're taking your calls at 212-433-9692. Mary, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your slogan, Mary?
The Bronx, the best.
The Bronx, the best. Four words. Short and sweet. I like that. You from the Bronx, Mary?
Yes, I grew up in Turok's Neck. I loved it.
Okay, there you go. Have you been back to Throg's Neck?
Oh, I've been back quite a few times. And believe it or not, it hasn't changed that much, you know? Tremont Avenue, Bruckner Boulevard, Judges Beach, they're all there.
Yep. Ferry Point Park.
Bay Park, Fort Schuyler.
Yeah, I got you. I passed through there on my way up to visit my folks in Westchester over the Whitestone Bridge over and over and over again. Jules, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the slogan, Jules?
Do you know that the Bronx is the only part of New York that's on the mainland of the United States? All the rest of the boroughs are islands or parts of islands. And I lived in the Bronx all my adult life. I live in Rockland County now.
And have you got a slogan for it? Better than Yes, the Bronx?
There's no better than the Bronx.
I like that. That would work, too. Or the Bronx, part of America, unlike the rest of the city. Something along those lines, right? Dave from Kingsbridge, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Okay, just fine.
Good. Well, I think it should be Bronx, the Greenboro.
The Greenboro. I like that. There you go. Why would you say that?
First, we got the first and third largest parks in the city.
Hmm.
Pelham Bay Park and Van Cortlandt Park.
Okay.
I mean, there's parks all over the place, and I can show you places in the Bronx that you go, and you would never even think that it was even part of a city. It's just it's great.
Yeah, I tell you drive up parts of the Bronx River Parkway, the Sprain Brook up that way, and
oh, yeah.
you wouldn't know you're in New York City at all.
Absolutely not. I was just in, we'll see, Wave Hill this last weekend, and I mean, that's a place. It's not even that hard to get to. You know, everybody should go see that. I mean, it's just, you know, we have some amazing natural beauty in the city.
I like the way you think. Thank you for that call, Dave. I'm Errol Lewis of the Daily News. We are taking your calls at 212-433-9692. And we're taking ideas for a slogan for the Bronx. We have two businessmen, Dan Smith and Alec Diaku, who want to put up a big sign facing Manhattan that says, Yes, the Bronx. And I think we can maybe give them some other suggestions. We might be able to do a little bit better. So, Leslie, good morning.
Hi.
Well, what's your suggestion, Leslie?
Borough of Colleges.
Borough of Colleges. Okay, now I need some history lesson here. What do we got up there?
We have six colleges: Fordham University, Manhattan College, College of Mount St. Vincent, Lehman College, Monroe College, and Bronx Community College, all in one borough.
Wow, that's at least four more than I actually would have thought of if you'd asked me. That's a great idea.
And Manhattan and Fordham are huge rivals in basketball, and we've got great teams. It is an intellectual borough, and there's no reason why it shouldn't be Borough of Colleges.
I like that.
I'm a third-generation Bronxite.
We are going to capture all of this and send it to the or assume that folks in the Bronx Borough President's office will take heed. Bill from City Island, good morning.
Yeah, hi.
Okay.
Good to talk to you.
You too.
I,
I read you every once in a while, too.
Okay, thank you. Thursdays and Sundays, New York Daily News opinion page.
Gotcha. No, I just mentioned, apropos of this, the last caller, at one time the Bronx did have a slogan, and it was called the Bow of Universities.
Oh, is that right?
All during the 1930s and 40s.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, see, now we've got...
And I got one for you to go alongside it. For a very short time, on the Hutchinson River Parkway, just north of the Whitestone Bridge,
mm-hmm.
somebody put up a sign during the Koch administration, and it said, Bronx, the Bronx, the Bow of Deals, Stanley Friedman Auctioneer. It lasted about 4 hours.
Yeah, Stanley Friedman, the ex-borough president, and you're talking about a time
He wasn't a borough president. He was the fixer.
Well, you're talking about a time before he went to federal prison, and
absolutely.
I assume that, they would have taken that sign down pretty quickly back in those days. Nat, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I've got two possible slogans for you.
Okay.
The first would be, the Bronx is back. Exclamation point.
Okay.
And the second is the Bronx moving forward.
Okay. Those are nice and orderly, sedate kind of slogans.
Well, I live in a sedate part of the Bronx.
There you go.
Cortland Village. Nobody knows about it, but we're up here.
Yeah, where is that?
It's east of Riverdale, and it's the northern part of Kingsbridge Heights.
Oh, boy.
Just near DeWitt Clinton High School, Jerome Park Reservoir, Van Cortlandt Park.
Okay, now I'm getting a picture of it. Van Cortlandt Village.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that call. Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. What should our slogan be for the Bronx?
My slogan is, life's better in the Bronx.
And are you a Bronx resident? Can you testify to that?
Yes, I can.
What part?
I live in the Marsania section, well, right up the Cross Bronx Expressway and East 174th Street.
Oh, sure,
Near Parkchester.
Yes. And is life better there?
Life is better than the Bronx. Actually, I'm looking for housing, and I really don't want to move out of the Bronx. I live in a private home now, which I own with my mom, but I want another home, and I really don't want to move out of the Bronx. So I'm really looking in the Bronx because I love how I can get to so many different places so quickly.
Okay, thank you so much for the call. We've been taking your calls at 212-433-9692. We've also gotten a number of notes on our website at WNYC.org. You click on the Brian Lehrer Show. Here's a couple that I am intrigued by. Here's one that says, "De Bronx, Fort Apache, not anymore." A little awkward, maybe Fort Apache no more, something like that. The Bronx, the only city with 26 championships. I don't even know what that means. I suppose it's high school, but it's a pretty good one. The Yankees. Okay, of course. Thank you, the producers of, you can tell who follows baseball around here. And here's another favorite, the Bronx, not a Starbucks in sight. I like that one, too. And then we have another suggestion, which is the Bronx. Why not? Oh, that's not kind. I think somebody's trying to be funny here. Let's get back to the phones. Helen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What should the slogan be?
The slogan should be, the Bronx, cheer.
Oh, I like that. A little sort of double entendre
right,
there.
Right, right.
Oh, okay.
But it's very up, and it's very ethnic. And we do love the Bronx. I am not a resident, never have been, but I have been there.
I like that. I like it.
I am very old, and I know the city well, and I love the Bronx.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that call. I like the sort of undertone of vulgarity there. The Bronx, cheer. Susan, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. What's the slogan?
Well, this is really a joke because I do like the Bronx, and my husband worked at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine for many years.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to, first of all, give a plug for the Albert Einstein College of Medicine and a plug for Montefiore Hospital. So my slogan is a joke. It's Ogden Nash's favorite famous poem, The Bronx, No Thonks.
No thonks. Okay. I'll have to look that up. I'm not sure what no thonks means, but we'll figure that out. Jules, good morning.
Good morning. I have... an idea from the point of view of a graphic designer, and it would be a big letter B, mm-hmm. E in Bronx.
Be in the Bronx.
In other words, be there.
Oh, I see. Okay, I like that too. Yeah.
I think Helen's idea is the best, though.
Okay. Is this Chelsea?
Cheshire,
like the cat.
Exactly.
Good morning. And what do you think?
I like the Bronx above the rest.
Above the rest, geographically and culturally, perhaps.
And quality of life.
Okay, thank you so much. We're gonna keep taking your comments at WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show button. I'm Errol Lewis of the New York Daily News. It has been my pleasure to be with you again this morning. Amy Eddings is going to be the guest host tomorrow as we wind up Brian's vacation season. Oh, there's the music. Little Bronx music from KRS-One.
So you think that hip-hop had its start out in Queensbridge? If you pop that junk up in the Bronx, you might not live, because you're in
South Bronx, the South Bronx.